Shlomo Weisbart.
No suda. The suda you're not used to suda with. It was challah. It hasn't been hafrosh challah. You can't eat that. It's a baba meira. Yeah, you've lost your whole suda. So are you mechoy to eat again? So some people are quite happy to eat again. Depends, you know. Depends. Depends. First of all, depends what's on the menu. It depends where you're up to. Chalas chutzar, you can separate for the past. Chalas esor, as much as you can't do this. There's much more a problem. So it's very interesting shayla, actually. That was a bit of an interesting question. I don't know what he answered. It's a good question. What?
You could have some
mazonis. Yeah, first of all, mazonis is not so posh. First of all, Friday night. Friday night could be chim and atur. It could be. It's not. Yeah, it could be, but the only thing you can get some mazonis. Could be. It's not so. Yeah. Okay, but we're just a quick sikkum of what we've learnt so far. Shira. Sorry? Yeah? What?
No.
I just want to know if anyone, I'm trying to find this out. Has anyone had a simcha recently where they've made, where they tie up vegetables with like a celery or something? And people do fancy caterers do this actually. I'm trying to get hold of something who does this. Someone told me, I think my cousin told me, he makes it actually. It's a caterer, he told me he does it. I forgot what he said. You make a whole load of like celery sticks and you wrap it round with let's say an onion, what do you call it? A leaf of an onion. You tie it to make a knot and then you cut off the ends, you make it symmetrical. No? No one's had these fancy do's? What? Not inviting them. I have to find out. There's an ancient child actually about this. Well, this is the problem of what you call it of kosher. Is there shy of kosher with food? Pasta could be shy. It's very shy. It's kosher with food. It seems to be a very issue. This. Okay, we'll have to see about this. Okay, I thought maybe. Sorry. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Kosher food. So the mice. Yeah. Someone told me. One of the cages told me that the mice, the non-Jew, does it. So he doesn't watch what he does. I think. Well, interesting head of that. You don't see what's going on, but it's a very interesting question. This: can you do kashir with food? You know, in today's world that we live in, people do a lot of things with food. They want to make it attractive. They make it, it's a whole shtick what they do. So this is a nice idea. I said, what's the idea? It takes a long time actually. They have to tie up every single bundle and then cut it off symmetrically. It takes a bit of time. It all costs money, all this, yeah. But it's a new shtick. It looks nice to people. People like doing it. That's why they do it. Okay. Yeah. I don't think you use that. I think this thing you can eat. You can eat the whole thing, actually. This thing, this leaf, you can eat as well. The thing they tie it with can be eaten as well. Yeah, the whole lot can be eaten. Okay, everybody, so let's make a quick sikkum of kosher before we move on a bit. We started off with a machlokes rishonim about what's kosher. That we said there were three levels. So the Mishnah comes out as three levels of kosher. One is an issur min ha-Torah. One is an issur min ha-Rabbanan. And one is mutter. So Rashi really is the simplest pshat, and Rashi learns that kshirim in Torah is anything which is made to be done for a permanent fasting. What's called permanent? I mean, the olam forever means for a very long time. Anything which is made for that is an issur min Torah. So we said an example of that would be the chora, a tzitzis knot, a keshesh or tzitzis. A person normally when he makes a knot, I mean, even though he knows it does come undone sometimes, but a ma'aser he makes that kshira to last for always. That's what he was doing it for. He wants to make it as long as possible. Therefore, to make such a knot on Shabbos, I mean, you see this very often, people doing this, the mummies don't realize that, you know, they see that this is a bit loose on Shabbos. I've got one now like this, yeah? So you just, sorry?
You tighten it,
you put it together to make it into a thing. The Chayr, according to Rashi, is on the Issur min ha-Torah. Number one. Rashi's Issur min Rabbanan, the middle level of Rashi, is where it's made for, not for Olam, it's not made for Olam, it's made for Zman Oroch. It's made for a certain amount of time. Question what it means, either for 7 days or more than 1 day. The Maestro, we take on that even more than 1 day is already a problem. So to make a knot, a normal simple knot, and it's made to last for more than 1 day, is problematic, according to Rashi.
How do
you
do the shoes?
Oh, very good, very good. We're going to come to that. Hopefully tonight, actually. Hopefully
tonight. Okay, that's how I'm using it. Some people keep their shoes tied for a week.
I think they do it for other reasons. They probably do it on a weekday shoes as well, the same thing. Right, we're going to come to you. Hold on a minute, sorry. Yeah, it's a good question we're asking. The Maestro, he wants to know. Yeah, it's a good question. I'm going to come to you. Mummy's, I'm going to come to you hopefully tonight. Mummy's, what you're asking, hopefully, I'm going to touch on tonight. So, number one is the Issur min ha-Torah is the Slo'il Avoed. If it's made for 1 day and more, it's the Issur min Rabbanan. If it's made for less than 1 day, then that is mutter. So, your case would be to make a shoelace, for example, less than 1 day, it'd be no problem, yeah?
It's not a knot, it's a boat.
It's a boat, it's got a knot at the bottom.
What's in it?
I'm going to come back to this point. It's a very important question. This point is very important.
Is it clear? What is an article?
Yeah, okay, I hear. Just hold on. By 20 past 10, you should have an answer.
Right.
Yeah?
Is double knot more complicated than a...
You have other. Double knot's much worse. You're going to see because the next shift that we're showing it makes it much worse. So, one Rashi learns very simply is all toil on time. Depends what your come on is. What is. If it's time for oil, oil on voice, it's a matter. If it's made for a short amount of time, a day or more, it's an Isra Bonon. And if it's, what do you call it, if it's made to be undone on that day, it's Mutzah L'Chadchila. The Rif learns that's not the only criteria. To make an Isra Derayis, you need 2 points. One is it must be for a long time, L'Olam, plus it must be a Kesher Uman. It must be a professional knot. Now, this is very hard to know what's called a professional knot. But as I said, when we go to professional knots, we'll speak about this. But Amaisa, that's his criteria. You need a long time, plus the fact that it's a Kesher Uman. To make an Isra Rabbanon, he's got an Isra Shoy. He says either one or the other is an Isra Rabbanon. What's that? Either you've got for a long time, and it's a Kesher Hedyot, a normal knot, or it's a Kesher Uman, but for a long time, that's also awesome. But, according to this, if we could, if you make a knot for quite a long time, not permanent, for a long time, let's say more than 7 days, but it's not a Kesher Uman, that's Mutl Chachila.
What's the Kesher Uman?
A Kesher Uman is also very hard to know what Kesher Uman is. We are Machmir more or less, and come out every knot that we do is a Kesher Uman. We don't know.
No,
a bow, I'm going to cut you. A bow is different. Normally, every double knot, a double knot, from a double knot onwards, we really take on is already called a Kesher Uman. It's quite chomer, actually.
Any double knot?
Any double knot, we're Kesher Uman already. Yeah, it's hard to know, but that's what we take on. Okay, let's come to you. You're speaking about these bows. And I must tell you, in Kshira, there's two things one has to know. One is, something, a bow, when a person makes a bow, much like a ribbon, someone ties onto a girl's dress a ribbon or whatever, yeah, you make a ribbon. Now, there's two things. I'm not talking about a shoelace bow. Because a shoelace bow has, first of all, a knot first, and then a bow on top of it.
Yeah.
Let me show you something. If a person takes a bag like this, for example, and he makes a single knot like this,
that's
a kesher. This kesher is mutter. This kesher is mutter. Do you know why? Because this kesher is very weak. Now try this a few times. If you do this for a long time, you'll see it just undoes. It just undoes, the whole thing undoes. It hasn't got a shame of a kesher because it can undo so easily.
Yeah,
a long time, I made it quite tight. You can try it after the shot, it's actually quite tight at home. If you bang it a long time, it'll come undone. It's not hold, can't hold. The banging, the friction moves it. I don't want to try it out now, it takes a long time, but it does come undone. It hasn't got a cume to it.
Yeah.
Am I off the mic?
Two knots.
1 minute is very important thing, right? That is called a kesher, which is mutter, because that kesher can't hold. You hear?
But my son's about dust doing it, bring out rubbish, and you make that knot, you throw it.
That's tomorrow, so wait, you're talking about.
That's
yeah? That's much worse, because that could be the kiyum.
Oh, I'm saying. That
could be worse, yeah?
No,
you just do this now here.
Yeah.
No, right, this is not called a kesher. No, but that's not called a kesher.
No, it's not a kesher.
That's not called a kesher. This is not called a kesher. There's no problem with doing this on Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's not called a kesher. You only make a problem of not intending to undo it if it's a knot. If it's not called a knot, you can leave it lying and void. You with me?
Yeah.
It's very important. Yeah. There's another thing called a bow. Now, a bow is, I can't do it on here, but a bow, let's say, well, you do on a shoelace. Now, on a shoelace, you do a knot first, and then you do a bow. I'm in four cases where you just do a bow. I don't know where it could be, I can't think of an example now, but a girl's hair, for example, you want to make a ribbon on a girl's hair. So you can just do a bow by itself, you don't have to have a knot to start with. Yeah, or you want to do a dress, you want to make a bow at the back of a dress, you can do that. Now there's a big nafka minute, my friends. Yeah, just cut. Is that a bow? I'm trying to show you because a big enough coming out here will come down. Very big enough coming out. Can you make a bow?
Anyhow.
I think it is actually.
I can't make a bow.
Where is
that bow? This is a bow.
Yeah, but it's in hold.
Stop holding. This is fancy. You're on a girl's dress. This is a bow by itself.
Yeah?
Yeah, but
if you shave
it out, it'll come up. Shave it tomorrow morning, it'll come up. I'm going to be trying to watch what you want. It'll come up. It's a bow, it'll come up. A bow, though, it's not
a handle. I'll say it quite right. And a bow is not called a kesha at all. There'll be enough in a minute. A kesha, one kesha by itself, that means your shoelace knot by itself, if you would just do the first part of the shoelace knot, that's 100% motive, it's no use to you. But it's called, it's got a shein kesha. The only thing is that since it doesn't hold, that's why it's mutter.
Right.
If you put a bow now on top of that kesha, you have now made it that holds the position.
Right.
That now becomes a kesha. Ma shein, if you've got a bow and you put 20 bows one on top of the other, well, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Because a bow is not called a kesha at all. That means if you've got a kesher, and it's the reason why it's mutter is because it doesn't hold by itself, it just comes undone by shaking it. So put a bow on top of that, and you now stays in position, that is called a kesher. And to many that for more than 24 hours is a problem.
More than 24 hours.
So therefore a shoelace, which has got the knot to start with, and then on top of that you put your kesher, you put your bow, you have now made it that your bow stays in position. In position.
But not for 24 hours.
That's also to do. It's called now a kesher. That's why it's a problem. So take your wrapping.
You want to wrap a food parcel, for example.
Yeah.
So he takes this and wants to send it to someone. Wants to send it to someone. So he wraps it like this. He does it not like this. Sorry. That's so far butter.
Right.
That's nothing. He leaves it like that. He can last for 48 hours and eat 10 with it. That'll come up, that's why it's coming here. Shake it, it's come up. If you now make a knot or a bow on top of this.
Now, the first kesher.
That first kesher now can become much stronger.
That's the same as shoelace.
That's the shoelace. That is the same as shoelace.
As long as it's
there. Therefore, shoelace won't turn into a problem.
Okay, so you leave it on to take shoes off.
So now that is about it. Now that comes out of problem. If I make a shoelace, I'll find you a shuttle more than a
and he knows that he's going to bed tonight very late, and he's going to slip his shoes off, he's going straight to bed. He's got no time to undo his shoelaces. He's going to, oh, and he's a person, I remember he says, some people just to leave their shoelaces as is. They don't bother undoing it. So what he does is, he makes it on Friday, Shabbos morning, one of his children decided to play with his shoes, they undo the shoelace. He's very upset, he does it up again, he knows he's not going to undo it. He wants to leave it like this, that's his vision. But that is a serious problem on Shabbos now to make. Because now he's making a kesher, because the bow on top of that knot holds it in position. And that is more than 24 hours, that is not allowed to be done. What's the answer, Rabbi Sai? Why not? You'd be a good brother. You're talking about the old fashion system. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that might was a big cash for that, sir. So sometimes people say for Tzorich Mitzvah, first of all, a lot of people make for 7 days. For 7 days. And other times, even if it's more than 7 days, the Tzorich Mitzvah helps the Sefer Torah. That's also allowed. Yeah? That's good. The shoe, yeah?
If you open it on Shabbos.
Same problem. If it's offered to me, you must. What do you mean?
No, you can open it on Shabbos. If it's something like
that,
no.
Where are you up to?
Shoelace. Is that called that?
Have you made it more than 24 hours?
You made it back to the weekend.
Yeah, but you can't do it on Shabbos.
You can't do it.
No, it's the same one. Wherever it's kosher, you can't do matzah. That works just hand in hand. Wherever's a problem of kosher.
Wearing your shoes on Friday morning, you're walking around, you're busy running around. Happens to be 12 o'clock in the afternoon, it's more than 24 hours. I want to take my shoes off.
And take it off. We can't do shoelace.
Can't do it.
Take it off. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I remember we had this shayla. I remember in Geish Yeshiva, the shayla used to be. I remember it used to be more old, this shayla on in Geish Yeshiva. I don't know why it was the Geir Taki Yom Kippur, but it's a Meister Yom Kippur. It's not so Nagar thing. The Meister people used to put the trainers on Shabbat Yom Kippur morning, and they used to go back on the coach on Motzi Yom Kippur. They didn't change their shoes, so they left their shoes on right through the whole night. That's a problem of more than 24 hours. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to come to their table now. Divide about the problems. So leave their table for the time. Yeah, divide is the problem. Yeah, you have to know when you got a goy or everything. So
sit down. Pull it back with the other shoe.
You
pull it open.
You know, do shinuim, man. You can't do the whole block of shadows with shinuim. You can't get around the shadows with shinuim. Shinuim. I must tell you, shinuim is awesome. The chachilah to do a shinuim. You know, a person does a block on shadows with a shinuim. It's awesome to drop on. It's not a heter. Sometimes Chazal allowed in certain cases a person to do a shinuim, but generally speaking, shinuim is not a heter on Shabbos. It's awesome to drop on. It's very chomel. In fact, Rabbi Yashin holds very interesting thing actually with a shinuim. Rabbi Yashin holds that most of the shinuim we do are not even called a shinuim. What's interesting is actually he tied the bottom. Someone puts the light switch on with his elbow. He says, very nice, he's done a shinui in the way he put a light on, but the light comes out the same way as would you put it on normally. There's no difference in Menacha. A shinui is a person who writes with his left hand. That is the way we start to take a shinui. The writing doesn't come out the same way. The writing with your left hand is inferior, it's not good. But when you do a Menacha with your left hand, but the Menacha comes out exactly the same way as it is. So Rashiv says that's not. Others are choler, many people are meiko. But it's an interesting thing, it's not so posh as shinui. Yeah, right, so that is the chilek between a bow and a knot in a bow. So a bow has got no shein kesher whatsoever. It's got nothing, it's got called anything at all. It's got no chashivas whatsoever, a bow. And therefore you can put 20 bows one on top of the other. There's no problem at all in making that on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, when you've got a kesher, just one turn kesher, just make one knot. Which we're saying, because you can shake it around and it can come undone, it's not called a kesher. Once you do something to that, and you keep it in position where it won't undo, then you've got the same chumrah of a normal kesher. And therefore, that must not be made. It's a kesher, okay, it's called a kesher hediot. So, in court, maximum, according to Rashi, is nisid rabbanon, yeah? So, the maaser, you mustn't do it. You mustn't leave it for more than one day. You have to avoid making it for more than one day. That's what we said. Okay, what else is there? Then we spoke about a kesher zman, a kesher oruch. I said to you an example of tzitzis, that could be an example. Often, there are many other cases that people find that a person makes a kesher for a long time. I say, well, I think we spoke about that last time. In some of these coats, you've got the marshal, a string which goes through the top, and you pull it. But in order that the string doesn't come out, what you do is normally you make a knot at the end of the string so that it doesn't come out. In fact, just think about it now, in sukkahs actually, you know, a lot of people have got the old-fashioned system with the sukkahs, they use a string to pull the roof up. So I've got such a thing there, the marshal. So I've got like a, I don't know what it's called, a hook. An app, I don't know what it's called. What's it called? Where the string goes through, like not pulley, an eye. It goes through an eye. But the thing is, I don't want the string ever to slip up through the eye. So what I do is I make a knot in that string. Now that knot shouldn't be able to go through the eye. That's the chiluk kesher zman oruch. That knot that you're making is a kesher which you're making for a long time. Who are then all these roofs that when a person, I didn't speak about this before sukkahs, but the chiluk is very nagah this. When a person ties the string to the sukkah roof. Yeah, the chayre, that's what we're going to speak more tomorrow, but it's an interesting to cut this. Pashtas, that's a kesher shikayom. First of all, you make many knots, you tie it quite more than a double knot you do, and you want that knot to last for a long time, yeah? Even though you're happy to say after 7 days it comes undone, you're not really, that's not really what you want. You want that knot to stay. And therefore, that is called a kesher, that's called a serious sort of knot that you mustn't make on Shabbos. So if someone's sukkah roof's got problems, string snaps, for example, he wants to put a new string on. Let's say he doesn't have to go through the pudding and everything. Let's say he can, sorry, beam him. Let's say he can do it through a window. So he wants to tie the string onto the sukkah roof, in the eye of the sukkah roof, and then throw the string up to one of the windows and pull it out from there. He's got a serious problem there of a kesher, a proper kesher he's making. So that one has to know why anyone's got, but it's almost me what I'm saying, but that query is a proper a kesher, is man oral. A kesher is man, which a person makes, I don't know where that is, well, you can make a short-term knot, my shoelace probably is one of that, and the ones that are mutter, a shoelace where a person wants to undo within 24 hours, no problem at all. Now, those are basically the halachas that we've learnt of what to call this. Tomorrow, the interesting shay is that... Yeah, that's also... No, well, there's two sorts of ties. Some ties just come undone. You just pull it apart. It hasn't even got a shein kesher at all. So that's no problem at all. That's not called a kesher. A kesher which can just undo, and it's got nothing to it, that's not called a kesher. If, however, it lasts, that could be more problematic. That's l'chayr, the same case as what you call it, as the shoelace. Shoelace for more than 24 hours. What? The nets, we spoke about this, the nets. The nets they made to trap the fish. Yeah, they have to make nets, they have to make it to trap it. Okay, everybody, sorry.